Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Feeling a little off?
More than usual?
Well, yeah. No, I mean, more than just Monday, right?
Yes.
Because daylight savings time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Which I love when we get the clocks right, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if you're up at this time because you've done shift work or because you work a shift most people don't, you know how wonderful it is when it's actually dark at the right time and you can go to bed early without the sunlight blasting into your face.
Yes. For those of us who do work the morning early morning shift, yes.
Absolutely.
That does make a difference.
Yeah. But absolutely scientifically documentedly, daylight savings time disrupts the body's internal clock. Only 12% of Americans in favor of keeping all of these changes. Yeah. Two times a year changes with the clock. And it's actually a real thing. It really has some bad consequences. This Michigan study, 24% spike in heart attacks on the Monday after the switch to daylight savings time. That'd be today. Another Finnish study, overall rate of strokes jumps 8% the 2 days after the time switch. So people are really affected by this. Another study of national health data shows sleep disruptions during this transition caused the suicide rate to jump by 6.25%. So people have trouble adjusting to this. Substance abuse ticks up. 11% bump in patients reporting depressive symptoms right after the fall time change. If you're really solar influenced, and I am, when it's darker earlier and it, you know, that switch in the day, it really affects people.
I like that solar influence. That sounds good.
Yeah, no. While I like going to bed early and in the light, you know, being uniquely scheduled for our schedule, you know, maybe not the rest of the countries, the change in the light at different hours of the day really does, you know, have an effect. I mean, even my son noticed it yesterday. He said, it seems like it's so much later than it is. And I was like, yeah, I know it does.
This seems a little bit counterintuitive to me, though, because I could understand the animosity folks have when you lose an hour.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
When you get it back, though, you would think people would be a little happy with that. I don't know.
Yeah, you would think that, but it still does mess with your biorhythms.
Yes, it's that solar influence.
Yeah, the solar influence. So anyway, daylight saving time is over and 54% want it gone for good, but we won't get anywhere. Those people won't get anywhere. It's just, it's the way it is. Speaking of getting somewhere, over the weekend, Elon Musk goes on Joe Rogan and announces And he better go back into hiding, right? Because this makes the Democrats very violent when you say things like this. Uh-oh. That DOGE is still up and operating.
Ooh.
And they're still finding a lot of stuff. Like an entire shadow nation of future Democrat voters hidden, not so well, but hidden on the welfare rolls at a level that is almost unfathomable.
Guess they better batten down the hatches of the Tesla dealerships again.
Well, no, I know, because they're going to shoot them up and, you know, fire bullets in, set them off fire, explosions, all that kind of stuff. But Lee, we're seriously, in all seriousness, getting a look at just the, I mean, it was shocking. Doge is like, hey, we'll check the welfare rolls, we'll check the Social Security, and Democrats start blowing stuff up. Their followers start keying Teslas, it gets violent, and now we know why. They had hidden an entire shadow nation illegally on welfare. Just one example, and to me, Lee, this is the most shocking this morning. USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins. So USDA, that is the government agency over food stamps.
Right, yeah. They administer that.
She announces over the weekend that they found 700,000 illegal immigrant households on food stamps. So just incredible jump in the amount of, and if, again, we have laws. It is illegal for illegal immigrants to be receiving this. And it is also illegal if you come here and you come here legally on a visa, okay, not illegally. You are not supposed to be on welfare. And the Democrats just ignored that, broke the law on a massive scale when they opened the border, then broke it again on a massive scale when they signed these folks up. This out right now, Lee, 59% of illegals are using at least one welfare program. Cash, food assistance, Medicaid, housing, or all of them. So this idea that, you know, they're just coming here to do the chamber talking points. They're coming, U.S. chamber talking points. They're coming here to do the jobs Americans won't do. Americans are lazy. We need illegals to do this. No, they're coming here to live off Americans who are doing the jobs illegals are not doing.
Well, I wonder how soon it's going to be before we see a judge somewhere ruling that the states have got to stop paying, illegal immigrants these checks because they're illegal. Oh, that's right. We won't see that. Yes.
No, we'll never, ever see that. I mean, yeah, and you just, this is incredible. I mean, 48% of illegal immigrants are on either SNAP or WIC. Again, all of that's illegal. Unless you, you can get it for an American-born anchor baby. Yes, but we're talking about everybody's on it in the household. 39% of illegals, illegal immigrants, not for their American-born kids, for themselves, 39% of illegals are on Medicaid. Almost 40. I've never been on Medicaid in my life. I mean, this just punches my gut. I will never forget one of the most humiliating moments of my life. We'd just been through the Great Recession. My husband lost his entire very successful business. We were dirt poor. And I had to take a very low paying job. I was desperate. I was pregnant. And the way that it works with government assistance, government, like Medicaid, is that if you were middle class and, prosperous the year before, a certain amount of time has to pass before you can prove you're too poor to, poor enough to get it, right? We weren't poor enough to get it, but not yet.
Yeah.
Because you're still looking at last year's earnings, right? And so I will never forget going to the obstetrician. I'm carrying my son. I literally do not have the money to pay her. I'm supposed to be there every week because he's got a couple of things they've detected that we need to keep our eyes on. I can't pay for it, Lee. So I have to choose the living children and the one in my belly. So I split the baby. I went every other week and she blasted me out like I was a terrible mom. I'll never forget the humiliation of that. I'll never forget it. I mean, I know what it's like. I was choosing between food and him. Thank God I just prayed. That's what I did. I just prayed. I was like, let him be okay. I can't go this week. And she blasted me out as if the only reason conceivably I couldn't come in was because I was a bad mom. I just didn't get around to it. And I was too humiliated to tell her I couldn't pay the bill. I couldn't do it. You know what I should have done? I should have been like an illegal. I should have just run that the heck up. Run it up. Charge it to somebody else. But I did it. And I think back to that, we were able to get back on our feet pretty quickly. We're hard workers, both of us. We were fine. We never did go on any kind of benefit, never been on it. And just the rage I feel, having actually needed that, Lee, as an American, to watch them schlep off me and my family and our hard work makes me sick. And I know that doctor didn't know, and I probably could have told her, hey, I can't afford it, but I was just, it was a matter of pride. I couldn't spit that out of my mouth. I can't afford to come in here and pay you to make sure my baby's okay in my womb. So we're going to do this every other week and pray. Not illegals, though. No. We'll pay for their... And you know what is causing this? You know what's causing this? It's a big lie that's causing this, Lee. The lie is this, that we have jobs in this country. We don't. Again, the ADP private sector payroll numbers are shocking from last month. I mean, we created a total of around 55,000 private sector jobs for the entire country. There's 12 million of them. So, you know, this isn't while they're working under the table. No, this is all jobs. There's no jobs for them. That's why Center for Immigration Studies had that study and they found 51% of illegal immigrant adults are not working, period, end of memo. Not under the table, not over the table, not honestly, not dishonestly. They're not working. And maybe they want to work, but there's no jobs for them. They need to go home. We can't keep doing this just so the Democrats will have better voters. This is personal for me. I keep hearing Brooke Rollins, Lee, say, we need to secure these programs so they're available for the Americans who need them. Well, I was that one time. No. One time. And you know what? I don't even feel bad about it because I paid into it and paid into it for years. I'm still paying into it. Mm-hmm. But when the moment came that I needed, the door was slammed in my face. But not for them, never for them.
Yeah, because you made too much the last year. And right. I'm sorry, last year's salary doesn't pay this month's bills.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't pay this month's bills. And that's how that was. Yeah. Texter writes, Doge may still be around and uncovering waste, Tara, but legislators are doing nothing about it. Well, the good news is Brooke Rollins, Lee, simultaneously announced she's the secretary of the USDA. No, we threw those 700,000 illegals off snap. They're gone. Good. Struggle. Learn what it's like. It's the American way. No, struggle. It's the American way. Struggle. It's okay to struggle.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't ask you to do what I haven't done as an American. You're not royalty because one day you might vote Democrat. But listen, what we have for you is this, okay? We have a free plane ticket for everyone in your family and $1,000 ahead. You got 2-3 kids? Awesome. That's $3,000 to $5,000. You go restart your life in your country. I'm sorry we bothered you. But you have no right to continue illegally using our cash. We are poor. We are broke. We were $37 trillion in the hole in August. And today we are $38 trillion in debt. There is no more money in the coffers. Please go home.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven. fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
There are texts on the text line right now that bring tears to my eyes. I, like you, know what it's like to struggle. I'm not struggling right now, but I have been where you are. Texter writes, my 9-year-old son keeps telling me what he wants for Christmas, and I just keep hoping I can keep him fed. Oh. Anyway, stuff like that just rips me up. Another texter writes here, I know someone who bought a $20 can of bourbon-flavored coffee from Walmart with her food stamps. Another person said, I'd have sent you cash to go to the doctor. Another texter writes, I've got 40 minutes left on a 12-hour shift, and I'm going to a food bank later today. Doesn't seem right to me. I'm so upset about the $40 billion sent to Argentina. We used to be the party of fiscal conservatism. I do not understand why we sent Argentina that money. Now, I'm not going to justify, but I could explain to you why we sent it. You're talking about beef cattle. He was keeping Milei in office, one of the few governments to the south of us that is not owned and controlled by China in our backyard. He sees it as a foreign policy decision to protect the country. You can debate it, but that's why it's going on. Texter writes, hey, Tara, I understand the frustration with illegals on benefits. My husband is a legal immigrant. When we were first married, we were so poor that I'd have $40 a week to buy groceries. We could have used benefits, but I would honestly be too ashamed to use them. My husband and I worked very hard and are now successful. Awesome. That is fantastic. That happens all the time, by the way. People rarely stay at one financial place in America. We are still a very mobile society. It makes me so angry, the texter writes, seeing all these people receiving benefits now off our hard work. I want to play this for you, okay? Because there's a good ending to this, but it is shocking. It got 21 million views. Just the original, not the retweets. This is USDA, Trump's USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins. You appointed her, okay? USDA oversees the SNAP program. She's talking about what Doge found on the SNAP program. The Democrats had hidden part of their shadow nation, brought here only to outvote us, but with a problem. There aren't enough jobs for them, even if they want to work. There aren't enough jobs for us. Again, we only created 55,000 private sector jobs last month, okay? It's going to take Trump a while to dig us out of this. They got to eat. They need medical care. We have to take care of everything for these people, and we do. New Center for Immigration Studies study, 59% of illegals are using at least one welfare program. Many use more than one. We are paying to raise their children. But here's the good news. We're finding the shadow nation where it has been illegally hooked up to the welfare system. It is illegal for them to get these benefits, to steal them from you, because that's what this is. This is theft. This is theft by the illegals with a helping hand from the Democrats who turned the fraud controls down to zero. We know how they did it because Dr. Mehmet Oz told us last week. So folks, all of this might make you mad, but understand this is like lancing a boil. It's always really awful at the moment you lance the boil, but then you heal really fast afterward. We're finding where they've hidden the Shadow Nation, and we're unplugging it. What does this mean? More than likely, in the coming months and year, you're going to see millions take Trump's offer. Here's your plane ticket. We'll pay for it. Here's $1,000 to restart your life. Get out. Get out. This is illegal. We're not breaking the law anymore. These programs are for Americans who struggle. Here's USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins on what they found. This is shocking.
Day one of USDA, February 13th, is we sent letters to every governor in America being very clear that no illegal aliens can use SNAP. Zero, zero, zero. We asked every state for the first time in history, and this was in February, to send us their data and let us, with DOGE and a war room, actually start going through this data to better understand how this explosion of SNAP benefits happened under Joe Biden. We increased almost 40% on this program in just a couple of years under the Biden administration. Of course, we know they were trying to buy the election, but that's a conversation for another time. And since we have asked for that data, 29 states have complied. Of course, almost all the red states, a couple of the blue states too. But in that data, and I haven't talked about this yet publicly, in that data, we've studied about $100 billion in spend. We have found thousands and thousands of illegal use of the EBT card. We have been moving people off of SNAP. We've got almost 700,000 people, I think, we've moved off just since the president took office. We've arrested about 118 people. So this has been ongoing. But Rachel, to your point, what this conversation has allowed is a national spotlight on a broken and corrupt program. We found one guy in six different states getting a benefit. We found about 5,000 people that are dead who are still getting benefits. Like, it is time to drastically reform this program so that we can make sure that those who are truly needy, truly vulnerable, are getting what they need, and the rest of the corruption goes away and we can serve the American taxpayer.
So just to recap, okay, and this is good news. This story is a good ending. She's telling us for the first time, and this is how they should do it, okay? Just to hide this from the Democrats, we threw 700,000 illegal immigrants off food stamps. We found them, we threw them off, but listen to this. Think about that for a minute. The 700,000 were the ones in red states, plus about three blue states who fessed up and turned their rolls over. There's 21 more blue states refusing this. Now you're thinking, well, wouldn't they just know if they're paying on the federal side? No, because they're signed up on the state side. This is why Joe Biden barred by executive order, first president ever to do so, these states from searching the Social Security databases and the Department of Homeland Security databases. They would have immediately been able to tell who's an illegal. That's how they signed up the Shadow Nation. Folks, that understand something, okay? This is a sign of their desperation. They're so dead. They know Americans, they're dying. Americans don't want them. They don't want communism. They don't want Ma'am Donnie outside of New York. They need to bring in their own Shadow Nation and plug them up to welfare. There's no future for them. Nobody wants what they're selling. They're almost, I hate to say it, Trump said this a few weeks ago, they're almost dependent on people not being able to understand what they're saying as Democrats. But the good news is this is healing. This is lancing the boil. 700,000 gone. And she says, we're going to get the other states to turn these rolls over. We're just going to have to fight in court to get them. Because if 700,000 is just the illegal immigrants that were on the welfare rolls, the SNAP rolls, the food stamp rolls in red states and three blue states. Can you imagine the millions they have hidden in the blue states that won't turn their rolls over? We're going to get them. It's going to get fixed. But it's gonna be a little rough before that, folks, because the closer we get to their Shadow Nation, their illegal immigrant nation, their nation of future voters to crush us, the more violent they will get. And the violence, folks, is gonna be a sign that we're healing as a nation. That we have to go through this. It's gonna be worse before it gets better. But Trump on 60 Minutes this weekend, not backing down. One iota, and that's exactly what I want to hear.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow.
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Donald Trump on 60 Minutes doubles down on the shutdown. Tells them what it's all about. Democrats want us to capitulate. They want us to keep the 59% of illegals who are on at least one form of welfare. Many are on more than one form of welfare. All of that's illegal. Democrats want us to keep illegals on Medicaid. We will not, he says.
The problem is they want to give money to prisoners, to drug dealers, to all these millions of people that were allowed to come in with an open border from Biden. And nobody can do that. One Republican would ever do that.
My understanding is if those health care subsidies are not extended, premiums will double for many of the people that are on it.
And that's a separate issue. It has nothing to do with
illegals. 3/4 of these people will see their health care premiums double. Live in states where you won in the last election. I mean, even here in Florida has the highest number of residents on Obamacare in the country.
And I'm saying we can fix it, Nora.
You have helped end these government shutdowns in the past
when
they came about. And you did it by bringing
them. I'm very good at it. But I'm not going to do it by extortion. I'm not going to do it by being extorted by the Democrats who have lost their way. There's something wrong with these people.
So then what happens on November 15th when the troops don't get a paycheck?
Schumer is a basket case, and he has nothing to lose. He's become, I just left Japan, he's become a kamikaze pilot.
Sounds like it's not going to get solved, the shutdown.
It's going to get solved, yeah. Oh, it's going to get solved.
How?
We'll get it solved. Eventually, they're going to have to vote.
You're saying the Democrats will capitulate.
I think they have to. And if they don't vote, that's their problem. Now, I happen to agree with something else. I think we should do the nuclear option.
So he says, no, we're not capitulating. Now, notice what she did there. That's the big lie. And a lot of your Democrat friends will be confused by that. As soon as Donald Trump says, we're not giving illegal immigrants the $200 billion in Medicaid payments that Chuck Schumer demanded. And we actually saw his demand sheet that Mike Johnson flashed behind him on that screen as he was talking. the Speaker of the House. This is what Schumer gave us. He wants $200 billion for illegals. That's what this is over. So Nora O'Donnell on 60 Minutes knows she's got to pivot away from that. And so she pivots. Oh, but Medicaid, you know, but subsidies, healthcare subsidies will double. Oh, that has nothing to do with illegal immigrants. And so she pretends that this is what this shutdown's about. It's not. No, the shutdown's about the illegals and the $200 billion that Chuck Schumer is demanding. And what Chuck Schumer specifically is demanding, if you haven't tuned in for a while, is that Donald Trump erase, basically, go back on, eliminate the part of the Big Beautiful Bill that closed the fraud loophole that Democrats are using at the state level to sign up for illegal immigrants. What Joe Biden did was set the fraud controls to zero. And then in the Democrat states, those 21 states that are refusing to turn their rolls over, we're going to get them. Well, we're just having to go through the courts. They start signing up illegals. Well, Trump closed that loophole. It's always been illegal federally for you to get these benefits, right? If you're a legal immigrant, even if you're a legal immigrant in some cases, it's illegal for you to get these benefits. But you're not a U.S. citizen. And so what Trump is saying is, no, that's why we're shutting this down. Now she's pivoting to, well, but some healthcare, you know, subsidies, the healthcare costs will double. Yes, that's how Democrats set up Obamacare to double. Remember why they did it? Because it was originally attached to the public option, government-run healthcare. So eventually, everybody, 100%, would be run off health insurance and into the public option, and we'd have basically a socialistic form of healthcare. Well, at the last minute to get the votes to pass, they had to drop the public option. Remember, they came up short on votes. They were going to add it in later. They never did. So Obamacare is built to double and double again and double again in cost on purpose. That's the point of it. I mean, they admitted that. Yeah, we lied to the American people. The costs were going to go up. So what is she talking about? The subsidies? Well, Obamacare is going along as it should, doubling and doubling and doubling over time, making sure Americans can't afford their health care unless they go on government care. Well, what are they talking about? Well, during COVID, because people weren't working because of the lie that COVID was dangerous for those under 60, it wasn't. But the lie worked for a long time. People stayed home. It was no more dangerous than a flu. They said, well, people can't pay their Obamacare subsidies because they're not working, so we'll give you this massive subsidy. That covered it up for a bit. That's what they're arguing about. But it has nothing to do with the shutdown. That's not why the government shut down. It's something they certainly need to discuss, figure out what they're going to do. But it's not why the government shut down. That's what Trump's saying there. He's saying the government shut down over illegal immigrant health care, and we're not paying. Sorry. We're not paying. Ralph Norman on Charlie's show, Representative Ralph Norman, said something brilliant last week. I got to find the audio. I heard Lee play in the news. And he said, listen, the Democrats screwed up here. He said, we've always capitulated. We've always given in. They thought we'd give in. We'd say, sure, have your $200 billion for your shadow voter nation. We'll pay their health care. Americans will go to work today and pay their health care. And we've always given in. Specifically, Mike Johnson has always given in. They've never seen him not give in. That's why they saved his speakership, voting in the majority. The Democrats did to keep him. We try to get rid of him. And we're not giving in. And you know why I think we're not giving in? I think Trump said no. And everyone's afraid of Trump. That's why Republicans are fighting. They don't want to fight. They're being dragged by the scruff of the neck and made to fight. They're not going to contradict him. They're afraid to. Trump's like, no, we're fighting. So Mike Johnson actually has to fight. And the Democrats, Ralph Norman was brilliant on this. The Democrats we have never not given into them. We have always given into them 100% of the time since the Bush people ran the party. And even through the first 2 years of Mike Johnson, they didn't see this coming. They don't know how to get out of it now because it looked like to their communist wing, they're backing down. Speaking of the communist wing, folks, this weekend, wow. Barack Obama, excuse me, Hakeem Jeffries, all resisted endorsing Mankami, or at least giving him their support. And that crumbled over the last week. This is it, folks. You're watching the Marxist / communist / authoritarian takeover of the Democrat Party, where even Obama, Chuck Schumer, Hakeem Jeffries are too moderate for these people. This is a scary time in America. I'll have more on that coming up. Donald Trump knows who Democrats let in. to this country.
Drug dealers, to all these millions of people that were allowed to come in with an open border from Biden, and nobody can do that. Not one Republican would. The problem is they want to give money to prisoners, to drug dealers, to all these millions of people that were allowed to come in with an open border from.
Now, the Democrat story, which your Democrat friends will hear if they listen to their lying media, sounds something like this. Here's J.B. Pritzker, governor of Illinois. They're just going around randomly picking up, you know, American citizens who were brown or black and, you know, harassing them.
They're raiding neighborhoods where instead of going after the bad guys, they're just picking up people who are brown and black and then checking their credentials. Are you a U.S. citizen? I don't know about you, but I don't carry around papers that say I'm a U.S. citizen. So you can imagine people are getting detained. They're getting arrested. U.S. citizens.
Yeah, huh? Meanwhile, Trump says this. In fact, said this during, this is from back the campaign.
Right now we're getting the murderers out. We have our total aim on the very bad ones, as you can imagine, because you have some great people that came in, but we have some very bad ones. We had 11,088 murderers. Half of them killed more than one person.
Mm-hmm.
These are rough, bad people. We want them out. And that's mostly our focus.
Uh-huh. Who's telling the truth? ICE is just running around harassing brown and black people because they just like to do that for like no reason. How can we know what the truth is? Are they criminals that are being focused on right now? The 700,000 criminals with deportation orders because they committed crimes after coming here to America, or they're wanted in their own countries for crimes they have deportation orders. Who are they picking up? Are just random brown and black people, or really good, hardworking people that are just being harassed? Well, you know how we know? You know how we know the Democrats know the truth? We know it by what Illinois lawmakers just did on Friday. Folks, I never thought I'd see a thing like this. Illinois lawmakers, this tells you they know who ICE is actually after and they want to keep them. Who? Illegal immigrant criminals. Illinois lawmakers passed a bill on Friday, get this, prohibiting federal immigration agents from arresting illegal aliens near food banks? No. Schools? Huh? Churches? Nope. No, near and around jails, prisons, and courthouses. Wow. Sounds like Trump's right. The Illinois bill sent to anti-Trump Governor J.B. Pritzker for signing on Friday not only seeks to prevent immigration to Customs Enforcement, that's ICE, operations inside courthouses, that'd be where the criminals are, but establishes a 1,000-foot buffer zone outside of criminal justice buildings. Why? Because the Democrats have been refusing to turn over pedophiles, rapists, murderers, child sex offenders, drug traffickers, human traffickers, weapons traffickers, fentanyl dealers, because they love them. Those are the people who bring them their voters. They've been refusing to turn them over when ICE wants to put a detainer on them just to keep poor American citizens safe, get them off the streets. So what do? They wait for them outside of courthouses and jails, knowing Democrats will release the worst of the worst. What does this tell you, folks? This tells you Democrats know exactly who ICE is going after. It's not random brown and black people for being brown and black. It's just stupid. Wouldn't do that anyway. 21% of black men voted for Trump, the highest ever. He's not going to arrest black men for being, but that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. And you know what? Democrats know it. So on the one hand, they're claiming Trump's just randomly arresting, having ICE harass people because of the color of their skin. On the other hand, they're trying to protect the worst of the worst criminals so they can release them from prison. Folks, did you ever think the Democrat Party would openly do stuff like this? Putting Americans in jeopardy, not caring. But folks, we're going to win. We're going to win. This is, by the way, going to be overturned. You states can't tell ICE where to go. But they're trying. They're trying to save every last criminal. Get them out of prison. Get them on the streets so they can get away. Wow.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.